want, just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It doesn't just have to be our courtroom experiences, though. If you've got something interesting that you want to share with as far as what you've experienced in the crazy world of the government court system, the so-called justice system, there's certainly no shortage of stories. But we get into really interesting ones because we live in New Hampshire, and we moved here as part of the Free State Project, meaning we came here to get active toward advancing the ideas of liberty and to get together with other people that want to get active. And one of the ways that folks do that is they come to the defense of others who are aggressed against by this violent monopoly known as the government, whether it be the feds or the state guys or the local boys. They come together and they come to come out in droves almost to support their friends. And in some cases, people they don't even know. I mean, Ademo is with us here tonight from copblock.org. And Ademo, you were saying that Bob Constantine, for those of you just tuning in, also known as Weta Claus, you'd never met him before today.
Nope. Seen him in some YouTube videos that Tally had put together at Tally TV, and never met him, but got a lot of respect for him, appreciate the fight. I'm sorry that the government has to do these things to him.
And he's a 52-year-old man who was allegedly growing over 30 marijuana plants at his home in the woods in Grafton, New Hampshire, and minding his own business, doing it for medical purposes. Is a guy who has some hip problems. He's did some sports early on in his life, and he's hurting.
Right.
And
his only mistake seems to be to have moved and bought a property and built his dream house next to the wrong individual.
Next to a snitch.
Who, instead of coming next door and maybe discussing a problem and resolving it through, conversation,
yeah,
he calls men with guns who need to hide their identity with jackets and, what were they wearing, ski masks today?
Yeah, these guys. Points? Right. So anyway, the New Hampshire Drug Task Force comes out, they raid this man's house, and they
steal
arrest
his
him.
Property, take him to jail.
Right, and they charge him with this felony count. So the guy's facing 3 to 7 years in prison. So we came out there today, and I don't know Bob very well, but I have had the chance to meet him prior to today. And when I heard that he was on trial, even though it's a 2-hour drive from here to the Grafton County Superior Court, I wanted to make that drive because I thought, man, this guy is a hero. He's standing up. He's not taking the plea deal. He's going to be one of the first drug cases to actually go to trial in a long time, an actual jury trial. And so I wanted to be there to support him. So you and Pete, who are both from copblock.org.
As well as libertyontour.com.
Correct, libertyontour.com. And you guys came out with me today, and we also had some other folks from all around the state, so over 20 people attending this trial. And there was just some of the shenanigans that were going on today, just courtroom shenanigans on the part of the government people who...
They're not the only ones.
They're not used to dealing with activists. They're just used to, like Mark said earlier, having somebody come in, maybe have their mom come with them to court, have them cut a plea deal, and that's that.
Well, I think to clarify Mark's point, he was saying the shenanigans is both-sided. Their shenanigans is oppressing on our rights and is controlling of our actions. Ours, we're voluntary individuals.
I understand where you're coming from.
If you call asking questions shenanigans, Mark.
Right, like you didn't go looking for a little trouble. Like you didn't know that if you wore your hat that you're going to have some trouble. Like, I am just saying.
Should I have?
Shenanigans
for wearing
I'm not
hat.
Saying you should. Is it shenanigans, though?
Right. And Ian not being allowed
he
to
He always
bring...
has that hat on. It's right. On right now.
He
right.
often wears the hat.
You should see my hair under here. It's a distraction. So I was glad we're on radio tonight.
So just a couple other things that happened. One of the things that happened right out the gate, we didn't get to cover last hour, was this crackdown at the front door of the courtroom. So we're screened for... whatever, when we're coming in, weapons,
front door, right.
At the front door, with a metal detector and the whole deal. And then when you get to the actual courtroom door, they had restricted all electronics from coming into the courtroom.
Well, at first they let you walk through the first two doors into the room. You open one door, little hallway, another door, into the actual courtroom. But on that first door, there was a note signed by some judge,
right,
who claims to be able to make laws after writing pieces of paper down and signing.
Right. Thou shalt not bring in cell phones and cameras.
Right.
It didn't say electronics on there.
But when you got inside, it did say electronics. And
that's what they said.
Right.
The man that was the bailiff, the security officer that was there, was wanding people and saying, you just can't have any electronics in here. And so as I was outside the courtroom, I'm hearing this from people who'd already tried to go in. Well, you can't go in there with that stuff. Oh, really? So I went ahead and walked in and figured I'd see how far I could get. And
you engaged one of the bailiffs for one of the probably the better conversations I've seen, where you and him go back and forth about how many restrictions on the free press he can give.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Tally got video footage of this because he was already set up with his camera in there. And I walked right up to this, you know, bailiff who's much larger than I am, and you know, basically looked him straight in the eyes and asked him all kinds of questions about freedom of the press. And he was telling me to get out of there and turn around, and you need to go away. You've got electronics, because I had my laptop case with me and my cell phone as well, and I had intended to, you know, be there and to be able to like do like Jason was, maybe do a few updates on the Facebook to let people know what was going on and take notes and, you know, take care of some emails as well, because trials aren't the most, especially when the state's witnesses are up there.
Bring up and despite popular belief, we all actually have jobs.
Right, so I was hoping to get a little bit of work done. And, you know, I made the point that I'm the news media, and so I just want to make sure you're clear. You're telling me that the news media is not allowed in this courtroom. I mean, that was essentially the gist of where I was coming from. But it was a long
standoff.
And
his answer at one point was, oh, no, the news media is loud. Your equipment isn't. You know,
right.
Like, what do I use to report
right,
the
these are my
with?
Tools.
I'm not media unless I'm able to access the media, okay? What do you want me to do? Draw stick figures here, man? Send them out on the back of a turtle?
But yet again, and maybe it was because this man doesn't have the authority to do so, whoever grants all that stuff, but he didn't really want to arrest you either, or make you leave, or turn you around to get you to leave.
He wanted me to leave, but yeah, he wasn't able to.
Sure, he wanted
the
problem to go away.
He wasn't going to be the one to use force, right, so he called the sheriffs, who then, there was probably six of them, I think, at one
point. I don't
know,
there were at least a couple that I was dealing directly with, and they attempted, you know, kind of the same thing, and I was pretty much just standing my ground. At one point, he walked away, and so I walked further into the courtroom at that point, so I actually did gain a little bit of ground, because this guy was standing in the way of the entrance. At one point, I did have the opportunity to just walk further in, and so I did. They then didn't want me to sit down, and eventually, I told them, look, if you guys with the guns threaten me, then I am going to leave, because, and I was doing this all in a very loud voice, so everyone in the courtroom could hear. And if you guys with guns threaten me and tell me that I need to leave, then I'm going to leave, because I am afraid that you're going to, possibly hurt me and put me in a cage. And eventually, after a while, they did end up making the threat that they would arrest me if I
believe those were Grafton County sheriffs. But,
yes.
Yeah.
Right. And this is, wait a second, America. I want you to understand what's going on here. The host of a nationally syndicated radio program with a press badge was told that he could not go into a courtroom with recording materials here in America. Now, please, call in. I want you to do it right now. Call in and tell me, we have the best system that ever in the world, and this ain't no kangaroo court like they got in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, please, call in and tell me.
And it was more confusing than that, though, because it wasn't just recording device. The note on the door said recording device, but the individual through the door said any electronics.
All electronics.
So it wasn't even a you know, standardized rule amongst the
And I said, look, I understand you guys
we
are
We could have Sharia law, like, next week. You got to watch out. We got to give up freedoms.
So they send a clerk in at one point. So after the bailiffs and the sheriffs couldn't successfully get me out of the courtroom, then they call in the clerk. And so this is like the guy that's in charge. The clerk of court is essentially the head of the entire operation. They then call this, you know, this scrawny, pathetic guy in, and he then attempts to assert his authority over me. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't really remember. It was so long. This whole thing was so lengthy. I don't remember the whole thing, what happened. And of course, I wouldn't leave on his command either, and he didn't get any headway with me. He tried to ask me if my laptop had a camera in it, and I said, well, I'm not really sure what all of its functions are, but I can guarantee you I won't use anything like that. I'm just going to use it to, you know, do other note-taking sorts of things. And I was trying to let them know that, look, I'm not here to take pictures of your undercover cops. If we're going to do that, we've got hidden cameras that we can do that with. I didn't tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of the irony of this whole situation, is they're making this big deal out of stopping everybody with a cell phone and a laptop from getting in.
It's not even about the recording. Come on. We know it's not about the recording.
It's about obedience.
It's about compliance.
Yeah.
We need to create things that these activists that don't like to comply with our rules must comply with, that we'll be able to drag a few of them off and make examples of them and do whatever it is they do.
Although I think today was more about protecting these officers, actually. I mean, the recording was allowed on other circumstances.
Then they're stupid.
That's my point. They were stupid today.
I mean, how many people carry... you can get a recording device in a pen, in a watch fob. You can have it in all kinds of things.
Yep, more coming up here at 800-259-9231. More courtroom shenanigans on the way. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears around the internet as well. Promote.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and even a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do, plus shore excursions. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms. I can't promise anything as far as the rate after April the 17th. Rooms right now are as low as about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll come back to some of the more courtroom shenanigans. They don't all have to be run together because there's a bunch of them. But first, let's go to Dan listening to WNYY in New York in Ithaca. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Saturday you were talking about health insurance. And, Tom Hartmann went to Europe, and he was in Denmark, and he talked to all the right-wing politicians there, and none of them wanted to trade what they had in Denmark for what we have in the United States. Now, I gave you, you were talking about this head of Britain's health thing that couldn't get their operation, and I'll tell you why that probably is a little more ambiguous in the way you presented it. In the U.S., if there's money, you can always get the treatment that's got a snowball's chance in hell working. A former coworker of mine just came down. He collapsed at the pizzeria he was working at. He's got stage 4 lung cancer throughout him.
Mm.
And they rushed him right off for chemo and radiation. And, the reason his wife has health insurance through the school district. If he were in Britain, they would give this a line, say, you know, what's the chance this is going to work? Oh, 1 in 100,000, maybe. And say, sorry. The same with Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan got sick with something, and they decided to do a bone marrow transplant on him. And basically they used enough radiation to kill all your bones. Marrow cells, and then they give you someone else's. And it
so I don't really understand what you're driving at here. I mean, I'm not somebody who defends the medical establishment. I think that alternatives are very important, and the government system certainly actually works to favor the medical establishment. So I'm not really sure what you're getting at.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that in the U.S., if that woman had enough money for plane fare, she could have come to the U.S. and gotten the treatment, even if there was a hundred millionth of a chance of saving her with it.
For free, and, you mean?
Yeah. Well, no, she would have had to pay it. She would have had to have the money.
But, what you're talking about is a woman who was the director of the National Health Service in Great Britain.
A local
Britain.
Director, yes.
A local director of the NHS, and
yeah,
she died waiting for an operation that continued to be delayed, and she never got what she needed. So
they say that operation might have had a snowball's chance in hell of working, and that's
but don't you think it's,
denied her.
Don't you think it's strange that they gave her the preliminary operation for it and then delayed the operation 4 times? I mean, they could have just said, hey, look, you don't have any chance of making it here.
At some point, even Warren Buffett's going to be told, "Hell, fellow, there's no chance." You know,
right? But they didn't tell her that. The fact is that they actually had her in the hospital awaiting this surgery for many, many months, and finally, her husband and family said, "Hey, give us our mom back, and we can wait, and she can wait at home." So at least the husband and the wife got a month together at the end of her life in order to have time together, and then the operation.
But the point is basically if the money is there to pay for whatever here in the United States, they will do it. They will give radiation and chemo.
Agreed.
My former boss, who's got 4th stage lung cancer throughout his body.
I would not claim to you that in the United States' system as it exists today that some doctors will not sell you a whole bunch of tests and procedures that you do not need. Agreed.
Okay. You know, that's what I wanted to present. All right, thanks.
But that doesn't justify stealing, though. Did you hang up? You're still there.
Personally, I would love to have a national health insurance, and I'll be 65.
Great. And what would you like to do to me who does not want that?
I don't know. Let me ask you a question, a personal question. Your folks are still alive.
That's correct.
Are they retired or going to retire?
I don't know when they're going to retire, but no, they're not.
Okay.
They're about 60.
Okay, all right. And, you see, they supported you when you were an infant, I assume. And without you paying Social Security, you would be supporting them if you were paying Social Security when they do retire.
I am not paying Social Security.
I'm not paying. Could you support them if you wanted to without Social Security?
No, I don't. You do. don't pin that on me.
No, his question was, couldn't I support them without paying Social Security? And the answer is, I could.
You owe debt to the older generation who did Canada.
No, sir. I only owe debt to people to whom I'm in debt to whom I choose to be in debt to.
Now,
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem helping people that need help, but I'd like to be doing it on a consensual basis where I actually choose it.
I'd like to ask a question about the older generation foisting its debt as far as the government upon me and my generation. I mean, the fact is the generation before mine has said, here you go, here's a broken system full of debt. Don't they owe me something?
Well, I blame the Bushies for most of that. But,
fine, you can blame whomever you want. I really could care less whom you blame. The fact is, do you think that I'm obligated to pay it?
Well, that I would tend to avoid in my own life. So, I do feel that you do owe support to your elderly parents if they need the money, and if you're able-bodied, just as they
would you have me harmed if I didn't want to support them? Let's say that they beat me when I was growing up. They didn't, but let's say that I don't like them for some reason, and I have my reasons, whatever they are.
There's cases like that, but I can understand that.
Do I still owe them?
I would give you a break on that one. Yeah.
Oh, you would.
Would
give
me a break.
Only the people that have not been beaten have to participate in the national health care system. This should be really interesting to try to enforce.
What if they disown me because I was an atheist at one point in my life? Do I have a break then, too, or do I still have to pay for their health care when they get older?
Pay into Social Security and support all those anonymous elderly people.
But see, I don't support
Social Security. It's a racist system that I want nothing to do with.
But anyway,
he's not hearing you, Mark. He's not even interested in listening to what you said. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Why is Social Security racist? Why? Because who lives longer, black people or white people? White people do. Who lives longer, rich people or poor people? Rich people do. Who lives longer, women or men? Women do. So for every three poor black men that work to pay into Social Security to support one rich white woman, it's a racist system that discriminates against people. I want nothing to do with it.
You have no say over your money. So, I mean, the simple option.
I haven't paid into it for 5 years. What do you want to do, throw me in jail?
Yeah, it's based on stealing, and I don't support systems based on stealing. I support helping people who need help on a voluntary basis. Hey, VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do a giveaway. We've been doing these things for the last several days. So if you haven't had a chance to win yet, now you do. Go to 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105, and you'll win
the VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter DVD.
That's right. It's yours. If you call in now, we'll give it to the first caller in at 603-435-1105. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality, long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Way comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
And Ademo is joining us courtesy of copblock.org, which was just recently redesigned within the last week or so.
We did. We did a bunch of work over there, copblock.org, like you said, Ian, and got a new forum. We got a new slider feature and a new YouTube bar. So head over there, check it out, give us some feedback with a little contact button there on the right.
Yeah, it's looking great, copblock.org. In fact, we did some cop blocking today out at Grafton Superior Court. We can get back into some of the courtroom shenanigans that went on. But first, I want to invite you to the website at cam.freetalklive.com. That'll get you straight to our webcam page. Where we've got a chat room built into the same page that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners while you watch and listen to the program. And it's all free at cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Right. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com. Also, if you didn't win the VeggieTales DVD, you should go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like our Facebook page, and then you'll have the opportunity sometime this evening.
Before the end of the show tonight?
Yeah, before the end of the show tonight. That is 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be giving away another one of those videos.
On the Facebook page.
On the Facebook
page. At facebook.freetalklive.com. So, we were, Dame and I were at the trial today for Weta Claus, a.k.a. Bob Constantine, a liberty-minded individual who's lived his whole life up here in New Hampshire, is facing, because it's not over yet, is facing up to 7 years in prison for allegedly growing some plants.
Exactly. And, you know, as a man, like you said, 52 years old, built his dream house by hand while working jobs and raising, I believe it was 3 children, he said.
Yep. And now, yeah, it's all could be taken away from him.
All of it.
Because of a plant.
Yep, and a nosy, irresponsible, many words I can think of, neighbor who just couldn't mind his own business but had to call men with guns to use force against a peaceful man.
So they cracked down on recording devices. I stood up to it as long as I possibly could, to much appreciation, by the way, from the audience. They certainly complimented me on that. And I I'm on bail, so I could only push it so far, right? I pushed it to the point where they threatened me with arrest, and that's when I had to go ahead and back down. But it seemed like, I mean, I was standing there for a long time. I was standing there long enough to where my nervous shaking went away. Because I was, you know, adrenaline starts to rush.
It doesn't matter how many times we get into those. Yeah, I still get the same way. And like I said to you at lunch, I believe it was, I was surprised. It's always great to see you talk with bureaucrats because you're so calm, cool, and collected, so it's inspiring for a lot of people. But at lunch, you never know where that line is. Like you said, you took it all the way up to the line.
Yeah.
You know where that line is, but if that line would have been for Mr. Bailiff 2 minutes sooner, you were risking a lot as well, you know.
Yeah, they'll draw the line where they want to, typically.
Right. But another point I wanted to make when you were talking about that is, out of those five officers, not the bailiffs, the bailiffs are a little older, so I believe, you know, more set in their ways. They have this, you know, ingrained perception of authority, but a couple of those officers, one for sure and two possibles, really, like, when you're talking about the oath that they swore and going back and forth, it was really hitting them to the point where, like, all right, get them out of here, and they kind of looked at each other, you know, that 2 or 3 seconds,
right?
You know, I think it goes a long way. Those are the guys that email Cop Block in 4 or 5 months and tell us, you know, how they spend 80% of their job harassing peaceful people and they can't do it any longer.
They feel bad about it.
Exactly.
So there was that, the initial threat. Then there was the hat situation we talked about earlier, where you were threatened over wearing a hat in court. You decided that you were going to go ahead and back down. You didn't feel like getting arrested today on that one. But Evan, another one of the activists, did get arrested on that issue today. And so then there was also, at one point, they called a recess. And when we came back in, Jason Talley from cdevolution.org, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, he comes up to me, or I walk up to him, and he says, hey, there's a couple undercover cops here, and he points them out. And I said, well, how do you know they're undercover? And he says, well, the fact they've got guns on them might be a hint. And clearly they weren't really that undercover.
Handcuffs, extra magazines, yeah, they weren't really hiding it very well.
Right, but they were not being friendly either. They were not exactly out on the open. They were playing close, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and they weren't talking. So we were just, there was like maybe 4 or 5 of us around just asking these guys questions and trying to engage them in conversation.
Yeah, they were giving us a silent treatment. You try to introduce yourself, Pete.
Right.
Bear,
Pete actually puts his hand out to this one cop, and he's giving him the stone face, and the cop won't
do anything. Pete is both bold and friendly at the same time.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see.
I love Pete. He's a great activist. And, of course, you can see more of Pete over at libertyontour.com. But then he extends his hand out to the female. There's a male and a female playing clothes. And the female reached out, shook his hand, but refused to engage him in any sort of conversation.
Yeah, they didn't want to ID themselves. They didn't want to talk. And even afterwards, when they left the courtroom, because I don't know if they just came down to observe or if they thought we were going to have another...
I think that they worked in the probate area of the court as probation officers and or whatever, probation division.
Parole.
And because that's where they scurried off to later.
Exactly, yeah, and that's what's it. Yeah, so we went out there to try to see if they'd want to continue the conversation and or give them the names, and we could use our cameras in the hallway. So, yeah, we were trying to film. They were running around their office trying to hide.
They scurried up into their office. They go up into the probation office, and they open these double doors to go into the office. And I'm looking at these double doors, and it doesn't say no unauthorized access. Does not say that anywhere near those double. So I swing the door right open and start to go walking in. This woman turns around, and immediately they both started talking to me at that point. You need to get out of here, or whatever the heck it was they said, something to that effect. Get away, turn around, get out right now. And they were ready to arrest me for walking into that office. So I did. You know, I wasn't going to push that one too far. But you came up. You were recording through the window. And, like, this one guy just kind of scurries off into a corner cubicle where he was just far enough away to where I couldn't see him, to where we couldn't see him. And it was like watching roaches run behind the...
Right.
You know, the refrigerator.
I wonder what some of the people in the morning felt, because like that one lobby area was rather packed in the morning with more than just the activists that were on hand, but we were probably the majority of folks.
The other victims of the court.
The state. Right. I mean, some of them might be probably thinking that this is, these guys are a nuisance. This is how immature.
Oh, I'm sure. Many of them
just put the cameras away. But I mean, really, if you look at it, look at the hypocrisy we've highlighted today. I have video of several times us being, you said, security's checked twice. Other individuals walking through, not being security checked at all because they work there.
Mm-hmm.
Double standard. Cameras, some can be allowed if you beg permission or jump through their hoops. Others not. People don't want to identify themselves, but they want to cash your paycheck that comes from the money they forcibly take from you. I mean, people really need to take a look at this. I mean, this is America today.
There's been several times. We've been to so many court trials up here in New Hampshire. I mean, collectively, the activist movement, there's been a lot of stuff. And I've been through security a number of times as a result of that. And there have been some times when I've been amazed at how poor the security has been. And today was the icing on the cake as far as this is concerned. There's this guy operating the front security, the one that's checking for weapons with a metal detector, the whole deal with the X-ray system.
You get your bag and go suit, right.
Right, that kind of situation, very similar to the airport. And so this guy's checking everybody all day long. And then Bob's trial ends. And we all go, most everybody goes outside at that point. It's a beautiful day up here in New Hampshire. It's in the 70s. Incredible. So everybody's outside kind of recapping after the trial and talking to one another. And then we go back in the court because, again, Evan was facing a hearing because he was arrested earlier. So they were going to have his arraignment, essentially, after this. And so Evan was called back in. So we all come back into the court. And I go to put my stuff on one of the first people back in. I go to put my stuff on the screener thing because I've been in and out of court multiple times a day. I've been screened, 10 times.
Right.
So I go to put my stuff in, and he just waves me through.
Yeah, go on.
Right, that's what I swear to you. Right. He just waves me right through. I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff on me, and then he proceeds to do that with everyone else who walks back into the building.
Well, I was like the fourth or fifth in line, and he didn't even ask. Right? I just seen everyone else walking through, so we just kept going too. Like, I think he may have opened the floodgate.
His claim was that I think somebody asked him about it. And his claim was that, oh, well, I saw you all standing out front.
Yeah, that's what he had to tell me that, because I went out later to get a camera, and he's like, oh, you went out on my site, so I have to screen you now.
Now, I'm sorry, but this guy, we're talking about 20 people out in front of this courthouse, and this guy is maybe 300 feet. I'm not good at estimating. This is it's a pretty long walk from where we were standing to where he is. He's an older man. And he's not paying full attention to everybody who's out in front of the courthouse and whether they walk away for a moment or whether somebody else walks up and hands them a weapon or something like that, right? If there was no security at the end of the day, anybody could have brought anything they wanted into that courtroom. It was amazing. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. He was just a lazy bureaucrat. It was like 3:45. He wanted to go home.
They're keeping you safe.
You take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So do head over there and enjoy those things on us. Become an amplifier as well. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, help us advertise, market, and promote this program. AMP, that's what AMP stands for, advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website. And then we take that money in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us do that and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking a lot about court and some of our court experiences today, and I think we're finally getting close to covering all of this. But Adamo and I were out in court today, and Bob Constantine, who was on trial for allegedly growing marijuana,
representing himself,
was representing himself. He did have what they call standby counsel. That's where the court will allow you to have one of their attorneys, the defense court paid defense attorneys, but they are not in the primary role. They are there for like an advisory kind of status.
Right. If you're about to stick your foot in your mouth or something, they holler at you a couple times. You would make suggestions.
Right. They can talk to you, and you can talk with, you can confer with them, and like when you get called up to talk to the judge, the man in the robe, they will come up there with you, and so they're there for you if you need it. So Bob was going this alone for the most part, and he was doing a pretty good job today.
Yeah, if you are going to take your case to court without an attorney, the kind of education that you need is the kind of education that they give you at jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win, how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to do all those things. You walk into court without any kind of education, and it's not going to go well for you. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. When you do get it, make sure you use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So a lot of the shenanigans today at court had to kind of revolved around them protecting their agents. They had these undercover narcotics officers there today, and they were doing everything they could to attempt to prevent Adamo and myself and others who were interested in photographing these guys.
Exactly, man. They went through lengths of ski masks, the jackets, ushering themselves from unmarked police cars and some marked police cars to different locations where they would park their personal or other state-issued vehicles. And it gave us quite the runaround. I mean, we stationed ourselves at a few locations, ran over when it was Pete Aaron and myself.
we were on each side then. He was trying to get identifying tags of the car, and I was trying to get, you know, face shots of the folks inside the car, again, with jackets over their head that individual had.
Right. And then they're so proud of what they're doing.
Exactly. Then the only one who actually left, I think, that we caught in the hallway was, I think, the third officer's witness. I was in the courtroom. I was waiting in the hallway, so I didn't get all their names.
Right.
But the older gentleman, and he came out and threw his sports coat over his head, and then one of his lackey, I don't know, or maybe it was the district attorney's lackey.
It was one of the prosecutors was running cover for him, basically.
Yeah, pushing me out of the way, and then when we got upstairs, another one of those probate people, the probation office, he was taking full strides and then took a half stride in order to cut me off from getting in front of this undercover officer.
Right, to try to get him his face.
I would have then got his face and then claimed that I assaulted him, which at the same time the undercover tried to smack my hand and or camera out of the way. So it was quite interesting.
Body checked you and then said that you assaulted him.
Exactly. Yeah. These guys who, you know, claim to be out there doing good and they're taking drugs off the streets, don't want their face on camera. I mean, I know their argument is that they're undercover cops and they're in danger. Why would you be in danger? You're in danger because you steal people's property, you ruin people's lives, and you get in the way of voluntary transactions that people want every day. You need to think about this.
Yeah, well, they support organized crime by actually perpetuating this whole war on drugs.
The only ones keeping people safe today were us, who are attempting to put these people's face on the internet. Because people need to know who they are, because they are attempting to ruin your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the other instances with one of these undercovers, because one of the things there's a lot of areas in which we could improve, right? So we're always learning what we've done wrong. We're new at this, okay? I mean, there's never been a movement like this before. There's never been this gathering of liberty-minded people in one place before. This is brand new. And you know, all these tools are at our disposal now that we never would have had 20 years ago had this for some reason been able to happen then. Of course, it wouldn't have, because the internet was integral to making this whole movement happen. But now we have all these amazing tools, and of course, two-way radios are easy to afford. That was a really important tool that we had today, and we're probably going to bring more of them out tomorrow.
Yep.
Would have been better if we'd had more people on the ground with the ability to broadcast instantly to everybody else with a two-way radio. That really helps in communicating between activists.
Who's where, yeah.
And it would also help. Again, coordination's tricky because you're dealing with a movement full of voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, people that, you know, they've been called stray cats, trying to herd stray cats to get them all to, you know, to get in line with the same idea.
And like you said, this is so new because, you know, this is the first time that 25 activists came into the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire, from all over New Hampshire.
Right, for a jury trial.
For a jury trial. So, I mean, even with, there was four officers today that were undercover agents that the state wanted to protect their identity, and each one we improved on.
Yep.
You know, at one point, you and I even had a plan to get in the car where we ended up tailing these one guys to the municipal parking lot. There was a building, municipal building, that they were using their parking lot to park.
Right, this one guy's holding his folder up, blocking us as we're trying to, you know, get video of him. He's pulling out. He's got his escort. He's in a police car, a police officer driving this other guy, this undercover officer, is in there trying to hide his face. And so we're wondering, where are these people going? Because we'd seen them leave before. So Adamo and I saw them leave. We hop in the car and start driving and, you know, essentially tailed them down the highway. It's about, what, maybe a mile down the road?
Yeah, a good mile.
About a mile down the road, they go to the municipal building, the city's municipal building. They go into that parking lot, let him off. I drop a demo off the side of the road. He's got his video camera, runs up and catches footage of this guy trying to escape.
Yeah, I blew my approach a little too soon because they see me and he's able to get the folder up again, but still, it's sending. I think it's going to send the right message.
I think the video is going to be pretty powerful once it gets put together.
Yeah, I think so. I think I might even get a still frame from it. But
just
yeah.
All the, even just the mix of all the different cops that we recorded today, or you got a lot of great footage of all these cops wearing their jackets on their heads and looking just really pathetic. Just that as a montage is going
to
be great.
Right, not wanting to tell you their name. I mean, clearly they're ashamed. I mean, again, they're going to say it's for their safety, but they need to understand, you know, answer, or the question is, why are you going to be harmed if your job is so necessary? So.
So a lot of these problems that we...
Yeah, I don't want to employ bureaucrats that wear balaclavas, you know?
Right.
I just don't want that.
That's scary.
I don't want to employ bureaucrats that wear ski masks.
So a lot of the improvement can come in, I think, areas of coordination and having people who are very interested in, who aren't so interested in being in the court, but still want to be there to help. So somebody that can stand outside and keep an eye on the parking lot for when the cops are coming out or the undercover cops are going to come out, and somebody else to stand elsewhere, or someone inside with a two-way radio, to have multiple people outside of the courtroom observing things and having video cameras and having them ready to go. Because if you tried to get into the courtroom, you couldn't get in if you had a camera, which meant your camera probably wasn't in the vicinity if you needed it. Whereas having somebody out in the lobby the whole time with a camera would have solved the problem of having a camera unavailable.
I mean, even everyone just having a camera, I know there's 25 of us today, but that camera not in the courtroom thing is a big deal. We need to get more cameras inside the courtroom.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying today was a day or when is the day.
The courtroom is the one thing that they can really control, though. They can't do anything about you outside in the hallways. They can't do anything about you outside the
But
the
it's
building.
Ridiculous when you think about the intention of the justice system.
Sure is.
A jury of your peers. I guarantee those are not a jury of Bob's peers. Bob's peers were in the stands today. Bob's peers would let him go home. Bob's peers wouldn't have stolen his property. But that's in a public building by a public official, ran by public officials, and all these aspects where it's public, except for when we say so. You know, so that's something that really needs to be challenged anywhere. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be New Hampshire first because that's where all the great activists are, but we got to stop saying no to that. I mean, cameras need to be in the courtrooms. They're the essential tool, and it's ridiculous that they're not, no matter what degree of liberty you're at.
And if I didn't have five misdemeanor charges and bail conditions, I would have pushed it today.
If I'm not facing felony charges in Massachusetts.
Which is why more people solves this problem, right? More people up here willing to take risks, and also people that aren't, people that are willing to work in the background and support those who are willing to take risks. There's a role for everybody's kind of activism style. But more solves the problem. More people means more people can take risks, more people can outnumber these government guys, more people can coordinate, more people have two-way radios, etc. So you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. There was one other quick point, and then, of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything coming up here in hour number three. But one other quick point was that you're never able to bring up the punishment at these jury trials. They will prevent you from saying, hey, jury, I'm facing 7 years in prison for growing these plants.
I think it depends on the state, but go ahead.
Here in New Hampshire, they will not allow you to do that.
And it is a miscarriage of justice entirely.
And so what the best sign, there are people out there with signs. We brought some signs up like no victim, no crime. And we held those outside as the jurors were leaving today. And they also did a sign wave this morning. We didn't quite make it there in time to get a two-hour drive. But after when the jurors were leaving, we had all these people holding signs. There was one sign that said 7 years for gardening. And that was the best sign there, because everyone saw it. It was a huge sign, and all the jurors had to go through the same place to get out today. They all saw that sign, so they know what this man is facing.
They're not saying that in the courtroom, so it was
right.
Key.
Exactly. So we're still getting the message out, which is very important. We're coming up. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600 double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.